Next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Maretta Verdicchio. Maretta is spelt M-A-R-I-E-T-T-A. Marietta, M-A-R-I-E-T-T-A. Verdicchio is spelt V-E-R-D-I-C-C-H-O. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram file. Streco space Verdicchio, V-E-R-D-I-C-C-H-I-O, space M. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, CardioCare Associates letterhead, date of examination 1-7-22. Referring physician, Marion Bob McCoy, MD. Performing physician, Sharon Armeza, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication, 70-year-old female with abnormal ECG. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG. Normal sinus rhythm. Common non-specific inferior and anterior lateral ST depressions. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 122 over 82. Baseline heart rate, 85 beats per minute. New paragraph, the patient underwent tremolo exercise, stress test, utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 4 minutes, semicolon, 1 minute to stage 2 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 136, parentheses, 91% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 162 over 83 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 22032, period, new paragraph. The patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited only fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6 minutes. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress. Correction, the patient had baseline borderline diastolic hypertension, which persisted throughout the test, but she had a normal systolic blood pressure response to, but she had a normal blood pressure response to stress. On her medication, the patient had an increased heart rate response to exercise, consistent with a deconditioned response to stress. The patient had a final blood pressure of 122 over 80 and a heart rate of 93 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Impression, normal ECG portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 91% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged baseline, immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral tubus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate and of fair quality. The post-peak stress study, correction, baseline study was technically adequate and of fair quality with off-axis parasternal imaging due to anatomical variant. The post-peak stress study was technically adequate and of poor quality for parasternal short axis, but otherwise of fair quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation, wall motion exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 91% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 91% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6 mets. 4. The patient had baseline borderline diastolic hypertension, which persisted throughout the test, but a normal systolic blood pressure response to stress. The patient had a mildly increased heart rate response to exercise, consistent with a deconditioned response to stress. Correction, the patient had a mildly increased heart rate response to exercise for her functional capacity, consistent with a deconditioned response to stress. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 91% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities, common normal augmentation wall motion with exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armeza, MD.